New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I don't know if it's strange or it's genius, and I'm leaning towards genius, Raven.
Yeah, but it took up a good amount of space in her cart, and it just struck me as weird when I saw it.
It's Anna and Raven. Tell a story. What happened?
So I had to run into the grocery store the other day to grab something. My wife's not feeling good this week, so I'm handling all that type of stuff that I don't normally do. And I don't know if this is a thing that normally goes on, but I saw a woman. She was a shorter woman,
but short like me, like 5'2", or like.
I mean, I didn't measure. She was short. She was definitely short, maybe a little bit shorter, I guess.
Okay.
So she parked her cart, and then she pulled out from under her cart. She had a stool, like one of those folding stools.
Yeah.
You get it like IKEA or whatever. Maybe you use it in the shower. Maybe you use it in your room. I don't know where you use it. She had it in the grocery store.
That's genius.
She popped it out, popped it down, went up there, and she was able to get something from the second to highest. So I guess she was really short because second to highest shelf. She looked like if she went tippy-toes, she could maybe reach the top shelf.
And you just watched her like a creep while she was doing this?
Well, I mean, at that point, it was the first time I had ever seen it before in my life. Now that I've seen it at least once, I'm a little bit more desensitized. So, yes, I'll be less stalkerish next time. But, yeah, I saw her for a moment. And then, you know, I watched her, and she kind of walked down the aisle, and she had to do it for a couple different things. I mean, if you know that that's been a problem when you go to the grocery store before, like, you bring it just in case. Like, it's like, you know, stuff that you have shoved in your car or whatever.
Kind of genius, because I'm 5'2", and I have a hard time reaching the top shelf, not only at my own house, but definitely at the grocery stores when I go places. And I have become accustomed to, like, I'm a monkey.
Right.
I climb right up on top.
Parkour.
Like, yeah, I do a quick, like, glance to the left, glance to the right. If there's nobody else in the aisle.
Right.
My daughter rolls her eyes. I jump right up, climb up, and I'll get that Rice-A-Roni right from the top shelf.
You know, the funny thing is, do you even watch where your foot goes before you put it on there? Really what you look for is spectators, not to see whether or not you're going to step on something soft.
Right. No, definitely. I think if you're shorter in stature, I think this makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you carry a little thing to help you reach the top stuff, even at the grocery store?
Well, I've gone two levels up at BJ's, Costco, IKEA. I don't care.
He's
like, climbing. I'm not waiting on somebody to get over here.
It's her just in case. It's like her just in case item that she brings with her everywhere she goes because she knows that being shorter is an issue.
Well, everybody has those, right?
What's your just in case item? The thing you always have with you?
Well, I always have wipes. You know that I love having my wipes with me. They're in the work bag. Oh, I got some backup wipes in the car. You know, I got mad wipes at home. I've always got those. I've got my laptop, and I've got the power cord to that.
Mm-hmm. You forgot
lip
about
balm.
And Lubriderm lotion, which I always thought was so strange. I remember the first day you walked in, your very first day here, you walked in with your wipes in one hand and your Lubriderm lotion in the other.
I think you're making that
up. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was like, this seems a little bit awkward, but I guess that's what you do. And you had a hairbrush with you, too, remember?
Well, the brush is with me, too, all the
See?
Time, right? But I don't think I had those all on the first day. I feel like I would have hid those from you.
Your hair looks exactly the same every day for the last 5.5 years I've worked with you. Yet, for some reason, you walk in every day with a brush in your hand.
Well, you're a liar.
What's your just-in-case item? The item that you always have with you just in case? Because being a mom, if you look in my pocketbook right now, there's some strange things in there. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. Don't make fun of me. Don't make fun of me. Okay.
What, for your just-in-case items?
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Raven saw a woman at the grocery store, and she had like a little step stool underneath the carriage, and then whenever she couldn't reach something on the top shelf, she would pop it out, which I think is genius. I'm only 5'2", so to me, I'm like, well, that solves a lot of problems.
I was amazed at the fact that somebody thought enough to bring it with them. Obviously, this is an ongoing problem.
Right. So I think a lot of people have those just-in-case things. Like, anytime you go anywhere, you don't leave the house with them, because you have them, quote-unquote, just in case.
Right.
One of my best friend's sons, who's 13 years old, saw me pull this out of my bag, and he said I reminded him of his grandmother.
Okay? Is it Kleenex?
I have a...
What is that?
I carry around Ziploc bags in my purse filled with things that are basically just in case.
What, I mean, are those toiletries? What is that?
There's all the emergency things. Obviously, there's the hand sanitizer. There's extra masks now. There's a face sunscreen for my toddler, Dakota. There's Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. There's a wine.
Bed Bath & Beyond coupons are in the same place as the first aid kit.
Yep. There's chapstick.
I want you to envision the most beat up old Ziploc bag you've ever seen. Like, the bag itself is no longer clear. It's more like an opaque or like a yellowish.
I got a pen.
In there.
Yeah.
Right. And randomly in there.
Extra scrunchies and elastics.
Perfect.
For my hair.
Yes.
This is my emergency kit. I don't know. And also, in my car, you're always going to find a sweater because it's always going to be cold.
Right. But that's a good one for girls in general, right? Yeah. They're usually cold.
We asked on our Facebook page, what do you always carry just in case, your just in case item?
Yeah.
Let's see. Jennifer says she has two boys, so she carries around a pee bottle in her car at all times.
Oh, my gosh.
Danielle does, too.
What?
My best friend, Danielle.
Just pull over.
No, she's got one of those little
tiny... What are you guys, truckers?
Those little potties, like the ones that they make for kids. She keeps it in the trunk.
That is different, though. That's an emergency bathroom she's carrying around like she's driving an RV. This is somebody carrying a Gatorade bottle that nobody, the other person that comes in unsuspecting, unbeknownst. Oh, my gosh. Yellow's my favorite flavor.
Oh, disgusting, Raven. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your just-in-case item?
Contact solution and an extra pair of glasses in case my contacts ripped.
I mean, that's good. If you can't see without your glasses, it's best to have a backup, right? I mean, because if not, you lose or break your glasses. You're just stuck that place the rest of your life until somebody comes and finds you.
Every time we're out, my husband will be like, do you have contact solution? And I always have to remind him that I don't wear contacts. You wear contacts. So why would I carry it? But he's so used to me being CVS and having everything in my purse that he like gets annoyed by that.
I mean, the bag is 8 pounds that you're carrying right now. You got everybody else's junk. You don't have one thing for your husband that he repeatedly misses.
How many things I have to carry for him? I also have his hand lotion. I have his eczema cream. Like, come on.
I mean, that's nice. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, but obviously he wants to see too.
When did women become the ones that have to carry these giant bags with us everywhere we go, filled with everything? You want a granola bar? I got you.
Good morning, Anna and Raven. What's your just-in-case item?
Gotta have an ice scraper, especially this time.
You're waiting for frost already? You're like the most planned out guy ever.
Yeah, but I think you just, doesn't an ice scraper just live in your car?
Right. It's one of those things you put in the glove box and you forget exists. My wife said to me yesterday with my new car, she goes, aren't you going to put the manual on the car? I was like, what? So it can be a 12-pound weight in my glove box that I never look at again?
Wait a minute.
I think I'll leave it at home.
Do cars still come with manuals?
Mine did.
Oh, I wonder if mine does.
You should look.
I should definitely look.
It's probably taking up half your glove box right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, with regards to the girl with the stool, I had another issue where I wanted to be like a good guy, but I didn't know if it was going to be interpreted badly. That's coming up next with Anna and Raven.
It's an interesting predicament to be in because I never thought about it from your point of view. I've only seen it, obviously, from mine.
Yeah, Anna and Raven. So I'm at the grocery store earlier this week, and I saw a woman with something that I'd never seen before. She keeps pulling a stool. Very short woman. She's pulling a stool out from underneath her cart and using that to reach the top two shelves. And she's short. She gets to the second top shelf pretty easily, but the top tippity top is still even a little bit challenging. So I'm seeing her, and you know how it is in a grocery store. You take notice of something, and then you can't help but you run into that person, you know, 3 more times down other aisles or whatever.
Yeah.
So I see her down this other aisle, and again, I've seen her have continued struggles at certain spots, and now she's going for, like, I don't know, soy sauce or oyster sauce or something that's way on top here. And I wanted to be like, hey, can I give you a hand with that? But I didn't know whether or not she would actually be offended by that, you know?
So it's interesting that you bring that up because I'm not very tall. I'm only about 5'2¾" on a good day.
5'2¾"
on a good day.
Like, you sound like you're 6½ years old.
Well,
that's
listen,
what you're talking about.
When you're not that tall, every quarter inch, you know,
it
matters.
Counts. Yeah.
It matters.
Yeah.
So I get offended when people ask me if I need help with things.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I like, we think I'm weak just because I'm short. I'm weak.
I'm super tough.
You
check
think
me
I'm
out.
Frail? I mean, I could be at Home Depot and I could have like an American Standard toilet, 2 things of plywood and an 8x10 area rug. And I'll carry all three. And somebody be like, ma'am, can I help you with that? I'd be like, no.
That seems silly.
But but at home, it's a different story because my husband, like, I expect him all the time to offer to help me even with, like, the little things.
Yes, dive. Leap to action, if you will, Paul.
But it's a constant struggle, and I don't think taller people realize, like, I don't reach the top shelves in my own home.
Yeah.
So I either have to use, I have a you know, like, when you mix the salad.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Tongs.
Right. I have, like, really long tongs. that I use. That I open it and I'll grab things from the top shelf. Or if it's something like if I have to get a bowl or something, I'll call my daughter to jump up there to get it.
Perfect. Or, you do like the chicken fight thing. She gets on your shoulders, maybe?
No, she just jumps up and she hoists. I used to climb up on the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older, I'm afraid of breaking an ankle. Sometimes I still will if I'm home alone. Or I have to go to the dining room and I have to get it. So I understand the woman's struggle. But I also understand from your point of view how like you're afraid you're going to offend her. Because if I was in public and not home, I would be offended. I'd be like, you think I can't do it?
I've told you. That's why I don't pull over to help people pulled over on the side of the road. Because I think that they're going to think when I pull up that they think I'm a crazy person.
Well, because every woman, when you're
same
by
line
yourself,
of thought.
Yeah, you think immediately they're a murderer.
Right.
They're going to kill me.
Right. Yeah. I just want to be like, you know what? I could change this tire for you. You'll be on your way. But exactly, murderer.
Right, exactly.
Definitely a murderer.
Comes to mind. I'm just saying.
100% murderer.
You're probably right. You shouldn't have gotten her that soy sauce. But, I mean, would it have hurt to offer? I don't know.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.